لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله. Almost half of the month of Ramadan is past. Believe me soon, you will see that you are preparing for Salat al-Eid and look back. And as Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, the life of dunya is like a race. And those who are active in this race field, they are going to whatever that you sow, you are going to reap in the hereafter, whether good or evil. Before the opportunity is lifted, taken away from us, make the best of it. As much as people of dunya are so greedy about their dunya and aiming for dunya, the moment is supposed to be greedy when it comes to his akhirah or their akhirah. And never says that, alhamdulillah, I have done enough, I have prayed enough, I have fasted enough. There is never such things as enough. One of the reasons that you may notice that this year I'm focusing the Sunday which more on one particular topic of the Salat and the Nafila of the Salat, because I thought instead of just surfing on the surface, better one particular topic we delve into it properly. Hopefully, inshallah, we can develop a new habit, good habit and practice. Even if one out of this gathering, inshallah, is motivated to add to the quality of the namaz, to the quantity of the namaz, even the purpose is done. Remember, I mentioned that according to the hadith of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam, one of the signs of a believer is to pray 51 rakat a day. So that is our target in our business. So let's see how far behind we are to that target of 51 rakat as a moment. Moment in this riwayat is an expression for the Shia. We said that 17 rakat wajib and double of that is mustahab. One more time, I'll go through the number of nawafil and then I'll come back to speak about the most important nafile, which is nafile shab today, inshallah. So we said that 2 rakat nafile namaz so right after azan so. Azan so is finished, you do your 2 rakat nafile namaz so. Then we have nafile namaz so. Nafile namaz so starts from the time of the zuhr. Even if you start a little bit earlier, that's fine. I notice alhamdulillah here, which is good actually. The actual zuhr time is 12:33, I checked it. But you will say the azan maybe 5-6 minutes, 8 minutes later, which is fine. That gives a good opportunity for those mu'mineen who want to do the nafile. And inshallah, we'll come back to nafile zuhr and I'll tell you that how important nafile namaz zuhr is. The beauty of the nawafil is that you can do the nawafil even when you are driving to the masjid. On the way coming to the masjid, I have done so many nawafilis. With the convenience about the nawafil is that no one can say, Shaykh, I don't have time for nawafil. Because for namaz wajib, you have to stop, pull over, find the direction of the qibla on the floor and all the requirements of the wajib prayer. For nawafil, as long as you are with wudu, make of course you make your wudu at home. On the way driving to the masjid, you can do your nawafil so conveniently. But what about the qibla? The ayah and all our maraji agree on this. The ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah says, فَإِنَّمَا تَوَلُّوا فَاسْتَرْمَ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. In this situation of nafile, wherever you are, that's your qibla. That's fine. What about ruku? Ruku is easy. Even when you are driving, you can hit or touch your knee, even with one hand. What about the sajda? Point at it. You are holding the steering and point at the floor. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa al-Hamd. Why? Because the wisdom behind nafile is to keep you connected. It's a zikr. And you can do the zikr and do the nafile. So no one can say that I don't have time for nafile. Even I miss my nafile namaz al-zuhr and ask today, for example, on the way driving home, if you really want to do the nafile, on the way driving home, do your nafile of ask that you have to do before the ask prayer. There's no problem with that. See, nafile is so convenient and easy to do it. If we don't do it, it's our laziness, unfortunately. Nafile, ask our salat nafile is good, as I said, 2, 8 rakat, each one in the form of 2 units. Now, so nafile ask and zuhr are before namaz zuhr and before namaz ask. Nafile namaz maghrib and isha are after the namaz. Nafile namaz maghrib is 2 rakat, 4 rakat after namaz maghrib. Nafile namaz isha 2 rakat seated, which is counted 1 rakat. That's why when we are counting, it becomes 51 rakat, because the nafile of Isha is counted as one rakat. As I said, nafile, even you don't have to read the second surah. First surah, Surah Al-Hamd, is enough. You don't have to say the balloon. You don't have to say all the three salam. One salam, the last salam is enough. So easy and convenient. It's really very doable. But think about the reward of it and how much it will rectify the shortcomings of the wajib namaz. Sallu ala Muhammad. Anybody knows why nafile is called nafile? For your information, extra information. Why? What's the meaning of nafile? Nafile literally it means extra. If anybody asks you, the reference for that is in the Quran, Surah Al-Anbiya. Prophet Ibrahim, you know, his wife Sarah was barren, couldn't have a child. Pleaded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, grant me a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa wahabna lahu ishaqa wa yaquba nafilatan, nafilatan. Yeah, nafile here literally, it's used literally, yani extra. Yani not only we gave him Ismail, he asked for a child. We gave him Ismail, that was what you asked. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this. Whatever you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He always gives you a tip on the top. Always gives you, because He's the most generous. Prophet Ibrahim asked for a son, God gave him a son, an extra. This is nafile, yani extra. We gave you Ibrahim and Ismail, and on the top of that, in addition, we gave you Ishaq, and Yaqub was the son of Ishaq also as well. So nafile means extra, that's why I call it supplement. The most important, the most rewarding nafile is nafile shab, namaz shab. To my counting, there are 17 ayat. If you want to see how much we are behind for really practicing our basics of Islam, there are 17 ayah in the Quran about significance of namaz shab. How many? 17. 17 ayah. How many ayah do we have in the Quran about the significance of obligation of fasting? 1 ayah. Surah Al-Baqarah. How many ayah do we have about the significance of namaz shab? 17 ayah. Does it mean it's something important or it's not important? Yes, it is not wajib. Don't get me wrong. But it's a mustahab that is so rich with where you can get inshallah in paradise. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. The ayah is addressing the Prophet, but it applies to us as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, any part of the night, not all of it. I'm not asking to stay awake the whole night. Part of the night, بَنَنَا فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ. تَهَجُّد, yani to stay awake. بِهِ, yani the Qur'an. Yani spend part of the nights of your life with the Qur'an. Which is an expression for stay, because when you are doing the namaz, you are reading the Qur'an, part of it is the Qur'an. فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, stay awake with the Qur'an, reading the Qur'an. نَافِلَةً لَكْ. For the Prophet, exclusively this nafilatan lak means that this extra, remember nafil is extra. This extra namaz is obligation on you. In my humble research, nafile shab was obligatory not only for the Holy Prophet, for all the Prophets. Because of the position that they had, namaz shab was wajib for all of them. For other than the Prophets, it's strongly mustahab. For us, it's mustahab. For those who wish to reach what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. With the hope that if you are in the habit of namaz shab, hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect you on the day of judgment, مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا, a very praiseworthy status. The Rabayat says that this praiseworthy status is the status of shafa'at. Not only you will be inshallah among people of paradise, you can take the hand of some people to take them with you, and you can intercede them as well. This is maqam mahmud that is reserved for those who are ahl namaz shab. They are in the life, they are doing namaz shab. Other riwayat also says that this maqam mahmuda is, yes, it is namaz shab as well, and all other rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved. A special table clothes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those who had a special intimacy and privacy with Him at the darkness of the night. All eyes are asleep, nobody knows,
and this person in their bedroom quietly. As I told you, maybe, I don't know if I mentioned, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, when he used to get up for his namaz isha, his family, they say that he didn't want to disturb anyone, because some people, they make too much noise, disturb. No, no, so quietly and privately, Imam Khomeini used to put a sponge under the tap, so that you know that when the water falls, doesn't make noise, that doesn't disturb the family. So quietly was doing his namaz isha between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what, and God, the reward that God says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةَ أَعْيُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Believe me, it's intoxicating, the beauty of this ayah. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ. Nobody knows what is reserved for them of the delight of their eyes. Those who are Ahlul Namaz Isha in dunya, you never know what God has reserved for you in Akhirah, that your eyes will be so delighted. Who doesn't want to have this? Who doesn't want to experience that? It saddens me, wallah. Deeply, it saddens me. A bad habit in today's world, especially among our youth, that even in the nights, holy nights of Ramadan, and I call it holy nights of Ramadan, they stay awake until late, chit-chatting, socializing, chit-chatting, until maybe 1, 2 o'clock, and then naturally they cannot take it anymore, they fall asleep. Either they miss the namaz so, for sure namaz isha, sahari, and all the beauty of that moment, they miss it all out. At least in the months of Ramadan, have some mercy on yourself. Go to bed early. Those who want to do namaz isha, naturally they need to sleep earlier. You cannot afford to go to bed at 1 o'clock and then expect to get up at 4 o'clock again. Doesn't work, it's difficult. Go to bed early. What is that important that you need to sleep every night and chit-chat, wasting your time? Be stingy about your time. Time is money, your time is given to buy akhirah with you. One more memory I tell you, to tell you that, believe me, when I'm coming across these narrations, God is my witness and I'm fasting. I think that even children at the time of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt al-Salam, Ahli al-Shia, even their children put me to shame, with all respect to you, I'm talking about myself, put me to shame. Muawiyah ibn Ammar is one of the very distinguished students of Imam al-Sadiq and Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. So many narrations about Hajj, we are indebted to him. He goes to Imam Sadiq or Imam Kazim, or no, I doubt, doesn't matter, any of them, maybe more likely Imam Sadiq. He says, I have a daughter, 9 years old. She's just become balagha, but she's so much in love of namaz isha. She wants to do namaz isha. Maybe her mother is doing namaz isha. She's learning from her mother. She wants to do namaz isha. But sometimes she cannot get up for namaz isha. A young girl, she goes to bed, and she tells her mom to wake her up for namaz isha, but the mother wakes her up, she doesn't get up. It's difficult for her. She had asked me to ask you this question. Is it possible for her to do the qaza of her namaz isha during the day? A 9-year-old girl. Is it possible for her to do namaz isha before she goes to bed? Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says, yes, it is possible. That's fine. For the youngsters, it's fine if they are scared that they won't get up for namaz isha. Before she goes to bed, tell her to do your namaz isha and sleep. It's acceptable. This hadith, authentic hadith, has become an evidence, a document. You go to the risala of your marja. All our marja have mentioned this as a fatwa. That's the background of the fatwa that you read in the risala amaliyah. That for the youngsters, that they are scared that they may miss the namaz isha if they go to bed, do your namaz isha and then sleep, and then get off for fajr prayer. Do you see, that was the lifestyle of earlier Shia. Earlier Shia, we have this riwayat that sometimes, you know how Mu'mineen, they sometimes later in their life, they come earlier, they are retired, they come earlier than they do namaz qaza of earlier years that they might have missed. We have this from the companions of Imams of Ahlul Bayt al-Musalam. They used to do qaza of the nawafil. He says, last month I was very busy and didn't have time to do my nawafil. I have a lot of nawafil on me. And now that I have time, he's making it up. Doing the qaza of the nawafil of last month that he had missed. How much we are behind. سوره الواقعه that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what muqarrabin sultatun min al-awwalin wa qalilun min al-akhirin. Maybe that is one of the interpretations. Earlier Muslims, they were more rigid in their practice, in their iman and everything. But still the opportunity is there for us as much as possible. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Allah.